Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show? Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a good day, the Doug Gottlieb Show. Brought to you by Bet Rivers for the latest lines in the world of sports. You got Bet Rivers Sportsbook. It's the trusted name in online sports betting. You got to be 21, present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I don't know if I've ever told you guys this story. So I was in Russia in the winter 2000-2001. I didn't actually get there until 2001. It was the season 2000-2001. So this is, again, 21, 22 years ago. And I remember, so when I arrived, it was like January 10th, I want to say, maybe before that. And it snowed every day I was there for the first 3 months. Now, it was either flurries or outright snow, whatever. Like literally every day I was in a ninth floor of a nine-story apartment building. And every morning we would wake up and there would be snow. New snow. And it'd be falling. And you know, there'd be a babushka on the roof across the way shoveling off the snow. Amazing, hardy people in the city of Perm, Russia. And when things melted in April, they did a good job of clearing streets. And all of a sudden it was like a whole new city. And we're traveling and you have different breaks within a European Russian basketball season. And one day I woke up and it was like the whole city was on fire, but they were all kind of little smoldering fires along the streets. And basically what happened was, again, all the older people in the town had gathered up all the excess tree branches that had fallen off from the snow and the wind and the rain of winter and even early spring. And they burned it right there in the street. And so I went to practice in the morning and it seemed like the whole city was like on some sort of cookout fire, right? Nothing scary, but it was definitely eerie. So I remember getting to the gym that day and I asked my teammates and they said, oh, well, the representative, the president is coming. So there was room, and I think Putin was still in power. Remember, he was in power, then he was sort of out of power for a little bit, then he came back, obviously now in power. So I think Putin was in power then. And the rumor was that he was going to come and, you know, do some sort of speech in the city or whatever. So then I remember I was going to practice that night. You practice twice a day. And at night, the fires were dying down, and now everyone was out. There were street sweepers galore. And again, remember, this is 2001, and it's still kind of third world. So when you think of street sweepers, you think of those big machines that come in the day after you have your garbage cans out, right? No, no, no. I'm talking about actual people with brooms sweeping streets. And so what you would do is, before some dignitary would come into the city, they'd clean up the city and make it look like it was some beautiful place, right? Well, I saw this story last night, and this is basically the opposite of it. Miles Bridges is a super talented, athletic kind of swing player, sort of a 3-4, not really a small ball 5, but playing with LaMelo Ball, he's the end to so many alley-oops. He posted on his Instagram that if Charlotte doesn't come with the bag, he's going back to Detroit. Obviously, he's a Michigan kid. And then he's arrested last night in L.A., some sort of domestic disturbance charge. Now, look, let's be fair. He deserves his, whether it's his day in court, he is innocent until proven guilty. We don't know any of the details yet. Like, let's just be fair. But this is... instead of burning all the limbs and sweeping the streets the night before free agency, right? This is basically destroying all public property to make it look like, how do you sign the guy right now? How do you sign that guy right now? That's a bizarre one. It still doesn't match up to the level of importance and somehow craziness of a Kevin Durant. And I think I'm gonna do what I always do, Dan Byron. Dan's sitting there rolling his eyes. He's gonna be so mad at me. And I'm gonna give Kevin Durant credit. I'm gonna give him credit. Look, it's fair to be critical of Kevin Durant that the culture was great in Brooklyn before he got there. It's fair to be critical of Kevin Durant and say the Warriors won before he got there, the one after they got there. You know, it all that is fair. But can we give a guy who's we all think he's a pretty thoughtful guy, right? That he's a thinker. You know, maybe he overreacts on social media too much. Maybe there's too much pushback there. But the guy's at least relatively thoughtful, right? Can we all agree on that? Is that okay? Okay. What if today's the day where Kevin Durant said, you know what, check, please. I'm off the Kyrie crazy train. I don't want to do the Nets. I don't want to do Kyrie. I just want to go somewhere and play ball with a bunch of guys that want to play ball and want to win. I got Ben Simmons here. I don't know if he'll play. If he plays, I don't know if he'll shoot. Kyrie Irving, I don't know if he'll play. Doesn't play much defense. He doesn't want to be here. You know, you got Steve Nash, it feels like he got talked into coaching for his buddy Sean Marks. It's Brooklyn. It's not New York. It's not the Knicks. Like, you know what? I want to go. I want to go and win championships and play with other guys that want to play basketball. And can we give him can we at least offer up the possibility that Kevin Durant today said, you know, I've been hanging with Kyrie since I made this move, but this whole you know, I'm.
Yeah, things change. Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I understand all that. And I think that you asked me in earlier, you asked what my initial response was. And that was my initial response was like, oh, geez, you know, he's leaving again. He's leaving another place. And that was my initial response. That was my natural response. Everything that you said there is absolutely fair. You go to a place, you get more information. You know, that's one of the hot topics for some reason in 2022 is, can you change your opinion in sports talk radio? Well, you know, when you get more information, maybe you should. And I get it. Like, I understand that aspect of it from Kevin Durant. But I would also argue that this was a decision when he joined the Brooklyn Nets that seemed to be made pretty quickly. I mean, I think he had conversations with the Nets before free agency began, but there was, he said that he never did, and he just chose the Nets because he and Kyrie were going to team up. So you have like those decisions that he made or decided to go along with, and then it didn't work out, and then he wants out. So I think that that's fair, though, in his decision. Yeah, they stuck with him in the year that he sat out, but, you know, he also kind of helped make some of this bed. And I think that that's some of the responsibility that he should bear.
There is no question there, right? And that's a little bit of what I said earlier in regards to, hey, you know, the culture was great before you got there, and then it got destroyed. Like,
sure.
Some of that is on you, big boy, right? It's not just on everybody else. But I do think that, like, let's offer up the possibility that he's been watching all of this stuff going, yeah, that guy's nuts. I got to get out of here. Like, the solution to our problems with James Harden isn't Ben Simmons. Right? And the solution for Kyrie isn't like, yeah, let's run it back when he clearly doesn't want to be here. That's an odd one. Oh.
Another big three that fails.
Yeah.
Another big. Told you, Doug, there's no such thing as a big three. Those things, it's just imaginary. They don't work.
Go ahead, Jason Stewart.
Remember earlier this week, maybe it was yesterday, we had that conversation about that guy at work that you really like and you can be friends with, but you think he's awful at his job. Well, along those lines, I think, what about your friend that you've been friends with for a long time, and then you get into business with that friend, and then you realize just how chaotic that guy is, and you don't want to hitch your trailer to that. And I think that's what this kind of was. I think KD is a very smart guy, and he probably had an idea of what he was getting into, but then you add the pandemic and the whole thing. I think he was just like, I did not see this coming.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't think he'll be openly critical of Kyrie. I think he's smarter than that, right? He's got enough people that don't like him to put the Kyrie camp. Although I think he would curry favor with a lot of people. Like, God, this, everybody's done with Kyrie. But it's really interesting how they drew a hard line with Kyrie Irving and said, "Hey, man, if you want to find a trade partner, go for it." He has to come back and opt in, and then all of a sudden Kevin Durant's out.
There's also the realistic scenario that Kevin Durant says, even with Kyrie Irving, we're not that good.
No, I got it.
Yeah, they were just swept by Boston, you know, and you could really only add Ben Simmons, you know, like, so that could be part of it as well.
Okay, so where does he go? And what does the package look like for a guy who's widely considered the best scorer in the game? He may, you know, we can argue back and forth the best, you know, there's Giannis, there's Jokic, there's him, there's, you know, there's Luka or whatever. And by the way, isn't Dallas the place you should want to go? But I don't know if that'll happen. But where does he go? Just a guess. Surely a guess. Dan Byer, go first.
Okay. This is also, by the way, going to be our game time in about 30 minutes. Okay.
Different
audience. Gosh, I mean, I have a – put it this way. Can we choose between Suns or Heat where you'd want to go? Because that'd be easier.
Okay.
Because those are the two teams that are brought up. I think that the Suns would be more entertaining, but I think I would want to join the Miami Heat if I were Kevin Durant.
Okay, here's the question though, right? Here's the question. What do the Heat look like after the trade? Right? It's like, yeah, you're not going to go like, "Oh, okay, here's Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero and some picks," right? Like, what do you have to give up to get a Kevin Durant?
Gosh, and I'm not good at this at all. So this is a failed experiment. This is blowing up in your face. But Tyler Hero would probably be a part of that package.
Yes,
I don't think Bam. In just reading stuff online again, this is not my expertise, but
yes,
I read something that maybe Bam Adebayo would not be a piece of that. So I mean, your biggest piece would probably have to be Tyler Hero. Yeah, I don't know, Doug. I wish I could give you a better answer.
No, I know. This is the hard part that we don't actually know, right? Like, I can call people, whatever, but we don't actually know. It's just like everybody says, ooh, I want to play on that team, and you may, but what does that team actually look like when you go there and you get traded for them, right?
Yeah, but like if he goes to Phoenix, like, they're not giving up Devin Booker for him, you know? Like,
no,
so
they give up, yeah, they give up DeAndre Ayton, right? That one, yeah, we know. Is... Now, but I don't. But does Brooklyn want or value DeAndre Ayton? The answer is probably not. Right. So you have Tyler Hero, Max Strus, Victor Oladipo. You know, PJ Tucker's a free agent. Kyle Lowry, Duncan Robinson. Like, outside of Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler, like, what else? Like, hey, you can have whatever else you want there. What do you actually want?
Yeah.
What about you, Jay Stu? If you had to choose Phoenix or Miami, where do you think it's better?
If you guys aren't equipped to have this conversation about compensation and whatnot, I certainly am not. But just my first guess is that the thing that makes most sense, and I don't know if it's Katie's preference, but the sign and trade with Ayton, is that what that is? And then, yeah, like, Jay Crowder always seems to be in the mix for the trades to make things work, right? I think, so how about Ayton and Crowder? Is that the value that you want for Kevin Durant, or is that not enough?
Is DeAndre Ayton and who?
Jay Crowder.
I guess. I don't know. Like, that's where the who does he fit with better is really hard. But I would agree with you. Like, Jimmy Butler's going to be in Miami, right? And you know, like, the best play, probably the top two players. I mean, I would guess Chris Paul will still be in Phoenix. They're not trading Chris Paul, but you got Devin Booker and Chris Paul, and then you probably have Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler and play in Miami. I think Miami's the better one just because they defend at a high level, and all they've ever needed is that kind of go-to scorer, and it makes Jimmy Butler even better in a secondary role. And if we're honest, the East is more conquerable than the West is. I think the West is going to be insane next year. So, yeah, that's how I would look at it. That's how I look at it. Oh, what a day.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going
to
pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Poppy.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. And wild day in sports. IFL draft upcoming, including a discussion on Kevin Durant. I think you'll appreciate Kevin Durant, a former teammate of Draymond Green. And if you haven't watched this, there's a fascinating show on Prime Video called The Sessions with Draymond Green. Okay. And Gotham Chopra joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. He's a incredibly well-regarded documentarian. He's the co-founder of Religion of Sports. He's the executive producer and the director of Religion of Sports and Facebook Watch series Stephen versus the Game and The Sessions with Draymond Green. Gotham, let's start with The Sessions with Draymond Green. I've seen it, and it's fascinating. How did the decision come to be made to make this?
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. I'm excited to be here.
You know, I've known Draymond. I've worked with him in the past, and like you said, worked with Steph and the team. And so this sort of happened organically. You know, I was talking to Draymond last offseason, and he was just sort of talking to me about, like, you know, coming. I think he was going into his 10th season, and he was just like, listen, I know I need to get to another place. You know, very accomplished, won a bunch of championships, all-star games, all of that. I think, you know, regarded as, you know, one of the premier players in the league. But he was like, I'm a different guy than I was. And he recognized also that these guys know where to go to physically work out and train in the off season. But Draymond was like, it's the emotional piece. It's what, you know, it's harnessing all of this stuff that we've all seen on the court, you know, and it's, by the way, it's been mostly advantageous to Draymond, but he's like, I need to get a hold of this. And then he was like, somebody told me I should learn how to meditate. Do you know anything about that? Do you think that's a good idea? And I was like, Draymond, I know somebody. I can hook you up. And so that's kind of how it started. Then it evolved into a show and all of that, which we can talk about. But it really came from a pretty organic place.
So how did you decide to make it? Like, now you come up with this organic idea of almost like a therapeutic session for Draymond Green. How did you decide to execute it?
Yeah, so, you know, and I should just sort of add, like, I've worked with a ton, as you know, I've worked with a ton of athletes, a lot of elite athletes. And going back to the physically, they get to a certain point in their career, like Draymond or Tom Brady or whatever, they know physically where to go to sort of, you know, get better. They know how to adjust their diets and all that stuff. So this idea of like, well, but mentally, emotionally, like that's sort of virgin terrain. Like, where do you go? So, you know, obviously my background, my father's Deepak Chopra, I've grown up in this world. So, you know, you bring up the idea of meditation. I mean, my dad is the person. And so, you know, Amazon, I mean, we have this company, Religion of Sports. We work with a lot of different partners. I was talking to an executive over at Amazon about this idea. Look, it's no secret, this idea of mental health and athletes, especially NBA players, Kevin Love, DeMar DeRozan, you know, they've destigmatized this over the last few years. This topic is out there. Started talking to them and be like, okay, well, so what would you do? And my style of filmmaking is like, well, I'm just going to follow where this really goes. I'm going to introduce Draymond to my dad. You know, I'm going to let my dad, who, by the way, is not a basketball fan, didn't know anything about Draymond Green, and just let him just go through the process, watch it. And then, you know, part of that process was my dad saying, hey, okay, so let me first of all explain to you what meditation is, what it does, because there's a lot of, like, you know, mystery around that, so to speak. But there's other stuff. There's other people that you should meet. And that's kind of what we did. And then, by the way, meanwhile, like, real life, there's a pandemic going on. Draymond's daughter gets unwell around the beginning of the season, has to be hospitalized. That's so much of what this is like, you know, athletes, it's not just about the 48 minutes on the court, as you know, it's largely about, you know, life off the court that really impacts them and performance. So to your point, it was therapy. I mean, that's what we were watching on screen.
Okay. So now it comes out on screen and I thought he was talking about a lot of anger issues. And a lot of them were issues that are kind of in the past. And it's interesting because I think one of the things, and you tell me if I'm wrong, Gotham Chopra joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. One of the things that I think makes therapy taboo for some athletes is that their tough upbringing or the anger they have or mom issues or dad issues or whatever issues, they've harnessed that as energy to become great at what they do. Or at least that's what they think. Like, if not for that, I wouldn't be here. And so and you tell me if I'm wrong, but they feel like if you treat that, that'll somehow dull them and numb them to the grind and to the work ethic that put them in that place. Is that a fair way of looking at why some retract from it?
Very. I think that's incredibly accurate. And I mean, your instinct is right on. I think, you know, Draymond is a pretty, he's a really smart guy. He's like a really self-aware guy. And so, like, one of the things, going back to your original question, is like, that everything you just described, that served me really well for the first 10 years of my career. And I was able to take all of that, harness it, channel it. You know, again, like I said, for the most part, I mean, Draymond definitely made his mistakes and got ejected from big games and all of that's well chronicled. But for the most part, I mean, a guy prior to this year had won 3 championships and all of that. So he's like, but now I'm at a different place in my career, but also a different place in my life. Like, I'm a dad and I'm engaged. And by the way, that anger that comes out on the court, it's not just like on the court. Like, then that you have to deal with that anger off the court. And that's not particularly healthy. So this was a guy that was self-aware enough to say, I need, again, this is, it's not anger, it's emotion. There's a lot of like stuff, and then it sort of got channeled into anger. It's like, I need to take all that emotion, all that stuff, and channel it in a different way, harness it in a different way. And so that's kind of what, you know, this became, you know, that's the process. But I think you're right. There's a lot of fear. Like, well, I don't know, like, why mess with something that's kind of worked? And, you know, I've had a lot of success around. But I think Draymond was sort of smart, self-aware enough to be like, no, I'm going into a different phase of my career, a different phase of my life. And I want to, because this was never about like, okay, let's just turn, you know, now Draymond into some new agey, peaceful, like the anger doesn't. And then, you know, it's interesting. And, you know, I've been obviously talking to him a lot in the last few weeks because the show like sort of led up to a certain point. We didn't go through the finals per se. But I've been talking to him about it. And, you know, if everybody watched the NBA Finals, like, he was not playing great. Like, and he was taking a lot of heat, both from the pundits, critics, certainly from the Boston fans. But Draymond was able to, I think, and I don't want to speak for him, but, like, internalize that in a way he probably wouldn't have a couple years ago. And then, you know, and by the way, you're talking to a diehard Celtics fan here. So, like, I was very sort of conflicted watching all of this. But, like, games 5 and 6, the guy, like, took all of that and came out the other side and was old Draymond. I mean, it was just, like, just did it all. You know, did what exactly he needed to do.
It's interesting because I was a defender of Draymond and the podcast, which early on in the series, many people were critical of it. And the thing about – there's a couple of things. One, he's talking about basketball. Like, he'd be talking about basketball even if he wasn't getting paid to talk about basketball. You know, that's one. But the second part is, like, when you're Draymond and you're a talker and you're a thinker, that is your therapy, right, is getting it all out. When you heard the criticism of the podcast when he wasn't playing well in the NBA Finals, what did you think?
Look, you put yourself out there. Most guys probably would have, you know, pulled back and been like, just been nervous about that and putting themselves out there. And what if this doesn't work out? Draymond's, I know him well enough. He's the exact opposite. I knew he wasn't. I mean, if anything, it emboldens him. If anything, F Draymond chants going on in Boston, we're going to embolden him. You know, he's not a guy who backs down from that. Like, that's the fuel he kind of needs, and now he can channel it. Like, old Draymond may have gotten a bunch of technicals and actually got tossed from some of those deciding games. New Draymond was like, cool, exactly what I need. And in some ways, like, the podcast, the same thing. Like, all the critics, I mean, I'm sure it's helped the audience, and he's a really smart guy that way too. You know, he's building something. A lot of athletes have tried. Not a lot of it succeeded, but he seems to be well on his way in terms of, like, I mean, he's one of the few that we're talking about, like, who has his own podcast, et cetera. And a lot of them do, but Draymond's the one who seems to have, you know, so far gotten it right. So I wasn't at all surprised. Like I said, the Celtics fan in me was like, oh, God, this is not going to last forever, like his, you know, doldrums. And obviously I wasn't really rooting for that, but but yeah, I had a lot of confidence watching him that he was going to come through.
Give me the juxtaposition of working with him as opposed to the man in the arena and working with Tom Brady. What was that experience like?
Yeah, it's interesting. And what's interesting is watching them, like, as they've developed this relationship, because on the face of it, couldn't be more opposite. You know, like you just pointed out, Draymond's a guy. So what they have in common, right, is this and a lot of athletes have this, but this chip on their shoulder, low draft picks, and, you know, like somehow Tom Brady, 22 years in and all of that, all the Super Bowls, he still holds on to that. Like, he's the sixth-round pick. He's the guy everyone passed on, including the Patriots, six times, and all of that. Like, he finds a chip every year to push himself. Okay, I'm too old. Okay, it was Belichick and the system and the, you know, all of that. Draymond's the exact same way. Like, he has that. Every year you find, and that's part of the show, is that he needed to find something new to push him. So that they have in common. You know, what I would say, but very different is, you know, Tom is like, he actually thrives off of peace and tranquility. He likes, you know, everything to be chill. He, you know, is his family and everything. Draymond thrives, I mean, that's the podcast, right? He thrives. He goes on, he says crazy stuff and people react to it, and it just sort of fuels him. Whereas Tom, it's like, no, you need to, like, it is like this sort of new age, you know, compound when you're with him. Everything's like really relaxed, and Tom's so careful about, you know, not just his diet and his sleep, but his relationships. Like, you know, he's just, I mean, Tom, you know, and I think Draymond would respect this, is at a different level pretty much than anyone. Like, you know, that's just, it's just something completely unlike anyone else. So, I mean, you know, my job is to adjust and adapt.
Here's the payoff delivery.
Figure out with each one of them where their strengths and weaknesses are and let them be themselves.
Gotham, it's an outstanding show. I would recommend it to anybody. It's called The Sessions with Draymond Green. It's available on Prime Video, of course. He's also the guy with Religion of Sports with the hit series Tom Brady, Man in the Arena, which won a Sports Emmy. Hey, Gotham, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
I always love being here. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, it's Gotham Shelper joining us. Obviously, that's something that we've talked about here on the show, and I tweeted about, and it's kind of blown up. And I told you, I had some sources that told me otherwise, and that's kind of where we sit. Look, it's a curious place to be, right? When people tell you something and they're like, and then you reach out to somebody who is not, like, it's really, you don't want to have two guys who are in the same room and have the same story, right? Cause that's, yeah, I heard that. So did I. We were sitting right next to each other. You know, that's not what I tried to do, because I was told something and I was like, really? Oh yeah. Poorly kept secret. Here's what happened. So I reached out to somebody who was not connected with the first person, and they said, yep. I mean, I could go into further detail about how it was portrayed and how Freddie was this past weekend. But it's really interesting that Casey Close and Excel, they've come out. Obviously, they've said they're going to sue. And, you know, it's just an interesting place to be where you believe you have something that reputable people tell you. And now you see this, hey, we're going after the Atlanta Braves because they're the ones setting this narrative. And you start to wonder, wait a second, where is the truth? I mean, the truth is going to be very simple in whatever emails are out there, whatever communication was, because I believe, and I could be wrong, but communication between teams and agents, there has to be some level of documentation. I don't know if it can just be a phone conversation of 150, no, 160, or if it actually has to, if there's actual an offer made, a physical offer made. Because that's the story that I relayed, was that there was an offer made and it was not relayed. And now Casey Close is saying that's absolutely not true. Okay. Well, that's a pretty easy thing to produce, wouldn't it? We'll get to more on that upcoming. I kind of give you a little bit deeper lay of the land. Check out the latest lines of World of Sports at BetRivers Sportsbook. BetRivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Got to be 21, present in Colorado, in Illinois, Indiana, or Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. What team tops Kevin Durant's places to go? I'll tell you next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cowan-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there. What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. With prices soaring, the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/awards. Limitations apply. Let's get to a game.
This is Game Time.
It's Game Time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Dan Beyer, what's the game today?
Doug, the game today is...
I feel a draft.
All right, we are drafting, and these don't have to be realistic trades, but teams that Kevin Durant should want to go to. Doug, you have the first overall pick. Then it's Jason second. Ryan on the board today. He is third. Then I will pick fourth, and we will snake back in reverse order for this two-round draft. Doug, you are on the clock.
Dan, would you like to trade my first pick for your fourth, fifth pick?
Yes, absolutely, because I am so keen on my pick. I'll give you both four and five just for one straight up. Because
let's
this,
do it.
All right,
done.
I will say the first overall pick. Again, this is not where he wants to go or what would work.
All right, this is.
But it would actually work.
This is your opinion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City. Go back to where it started. They have the amount of pieces. They have started to stockpile young talent. Kevin Durant should go back to Oklahoma City and be a member of the Thunder. It's my first overall pick. All right, Jason, you're on the clock. I'm sorry, Doug. Go ahead.
No, I'm not. It's okay. It's okay. I'll answer that. I'll answer that in mind. Here's a question for all of us. Here's a question for all of you. Can anybody name Oklahoma City's head coach?
Of course. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, let's go on. Jason, who's your pick?
Everybody knows
Jason, who's
that
your pick?
Guy.
Jason, who's your pick? What's your pick, Jason?
The head coach or
no,
Kevin
your pick.
Team?
Your pick.
I'm glad I was second, by the way. This leaves me the one of two teams that's been reported, so I didn't have to do a whole lot of thinking here. So I'm going to go with the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix Suns. Makes a lot of sense. Woj reported that it was one of two teams he'd like to go to.
Okay. Ryan?
I'm going to go with the Clippers. You put Kevin Durant on that team, that squad, it works. Makes perfect sense to me. Plus, I'm a Clippers fan. So there you go.
Wow. I like the Clippers. You're going to have to trade for somebody.
You can trade, right? Paul George. Pandemic P. I don't like him.
That's a good team. This is why I traded down. It's not because I don't like the team. It's because I didn't think any of you would pick it, which you did not. The New York Knicks. Right? The New York Knicks.
First Eastern Conference team off the board.
It's the East. They're going to have cap space. Right now it's Jalen Brunson. That's not locked up, but you'd have Jalen Brunson and him, and then you start to put together. Also, Kevin Durant's dealing with a bit of a PR issue, right? People think he chases championships and only wants to be on a championship team. This would obviously dispute that. My next pick would be the Miami Heat. They have everything but a Kevin Durant. The Miami Heat would fit.
All right, Ryan, you are back on the clock with the sixth overall pick in our team's Kevin Durant should want to go to draft.
There's a line in Endgame where Thanos goes, "You cannot live with your own failure."
Yes.
What did that bring you? Back to me. Warriors, baby. Go back to the Warriors.
Good pick.
Good Thanos line.
Yeah. Good use of it as well.
What I like about Doug's idea of him going to the Knicks is that it could forever be known as the Brooklyn Bridge trade of 2022. Like in 2072. It'll be like, remember in 2022, the Brooklyn Bridge? Yeah. I'm going to go with the Lakers because it's fun to think about. Kevin Durant and LeBron James. So send Anthony Davis and Westbrook and whatever other trash we got. And let's just go Durant and LeBron.
I like that. I like the Lakers one. I really do. I'm going to go to a similar place and go to the Portland Trailblazers. The Portland Trailblazers, home of Nike and home of Damian Lillard. And you team up and you try and go through that way.
That's game time. Yes.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Check out the latest lines in the world of sports at BetRivers Sportsbook. BetRivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. You must be 21, present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. The latest on the Freddie Freeman story. That's next, the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.